it looks like James and Jennifer Crumbly have finally had their day of reckoning. These, of course, the parents of the Oxford High School shooter who, you know, shot up the school. Each sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for their role in failing to prevent the tragic shooting that claimed the lives of four students in 2021. Appearing at the Oakland County Court, the Crumblies sat close together but barely exchanged glances as their attorneys argued for lesser sentences. Impact statements from relatives of the victims, Madison Baldwin, Hannah St. Juliana, Tate Meyer, and Justin Schilling, were delivered before the sentencing. One of them, the ripple effects of both James and Jennifer's failure to act have devastated us all, expressed Justin's mother, Jill Solve, highlighting the anguish felt by the family, by the victims' families. The case marks the first instance in the U.S. history where parents have been convicted for their alleged role in a mass school shooting. During the sentencing, Jennifer Crumbly spoke of her anguish since the tragic event, while James Crumbly became emotional, expressing empathy for the victims' families. However, defense attorneys argued for lesser sentences, citing time served and the absence of intent. Judge Cheryl Matthews emphasized the Crumbly's failure to address concerns about her son's behavior, stating, "Opportunity knocked over and over again, louder and louder, and was ignored." Her decision reflects the gravity of their negligence in preventing the tragedy. Relatives of the victims recounted their plans, or their pain and loss, rather, expressing deep-seated resentment towards the Crumblies. "The lack of compassion you've shown is outright disgusting," remarked Nicole Beausoleil, mother of Madison Baldwin, addressing Jennifer Crumbly directly. Others reflected on the irreplaceable void left by the loss of their loved ones. Steve St. Juliana, father of Hannah St. Juliana, expressed his conviction that the Crumblies deserve long sentences, emphasizing the enduring anguish caused by their actions. The sentencing marks a pivotal moment in the aftermath of the devastating school shooting, underscoring the importance of accountability and justice for the victims and their families. The Crumblies were also ordered not to contact the victims' families, with considerations for a no-contact order between them and their son, Ethan Crumbly. The judge indicated that Ethan and James Crumbly would likely be housed separately within the Michigan Department of Corrections. So, yeah.
Can you imagine, like, running into your dad at mealtime?
In prison?
Yeah, in prison.
They'd be a little odd. That'd be a little bit weird. God, I'm going to imagine they're going to be hopefully in different facilities. Are they communicating at all with their son anymore, or is that just...
No, I think I had read somewhere that they have not talked to him since his trial.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I would be talking to my kid anymore either, quite honestly.
Well, and I don't think he wanted to talk to them.
Yeah.
He felt incredibly let down by them, yeah. And, you know, rightfully so. I'm not excusing what he did by any stretch, but, mm-hmm. You know, he felt like he had been screaming for help, and they ignored him.
Pretty much. And then tried to argue it in court, which didn't work out all that well for either of them. Be interesting to see if this initiates other criminal cases against people. Parents for past shootings and obviously going forward, since we seem to have that be a regular everyday thing here in America. But yeah, I 10 to 15 years.
Doesn't feel like much, does it?
Doesn't feel like much, honestly. And he also he was making like threats at the end his trial. Yeah,
James was.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, because kind of one of those, the apple doesn't far fall from the tree. There's some anger issues here that are fairly unresolved. So, yeah, I don't think it's enough time. But I don't know. What else are they going to do at this point? I mean, they don't have to be parents anymore, thank God, because they weren't good at that. So.
No, and the victim's statements... a couple of the parents said that, you know, you were not good parents. You let your child down. You let us down. You know, it sets a precedent. It does. And I don't know if they can do a retroactive suing of parents of school shooters at any point. But boy, going forward, you know, the next school shooting, and God help me, there will be one. I mean, yeah. This is the United States of America. That's how we roll these days.
It's probably what's happening right now.
Yeah, as this is airing, yeah, absolutely. And it's just a sad reminder of the way things are. But what's going to happen to those parents? You know, their lives are going to be put under a microscope. Did they do all they could to raise a child that still went out and did this? And what are those standards now? You know, if you tried, say the next school shooter, the kid had been in therapy and the parents were in touch with the school and trying to do everything. Do they get a pass then? I don't know.
I think if you can show that you were actively trying to help and do something, if they had shown that they were actively trying and not literally saying to like shake it off and ignored all of these signs,
purchase a gun, it would have
been very different for them. And I think it would be very different for anybody in that situation had you just shown, like, bad things happen sometimes and you can do everything you can right and bad things will still happen. But there's other times where you can do everything right and you can avoid this sort of thing from ever happening. We'll never hear about it because it never happened. But I think that there is certainly a lot of room for that to take place. And hopefully we can find some sort of new ground here on it. At the end of the day, though, I just feel like the parents that are not going to give a shit about their kids don't even know this trial happened. They're not going to be scared by it because they don't even realize it. The ones that are already being good parents are already being good parents. So at the end of the day,
they've already taken an active role.
Yeah. Idiots will be idiots. That's kind of the lesson.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.